y'all, to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning like we have for the last 28 years for the purpose of taking your call and determine the source of your question about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're trying to fix something or start a project, we show up every Saturday to lend our 40 years, actually 45 years, of Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you. Let us help you make the project easier. It's our goal and our objective through the articles we write in four of the newspapers across the state of Arizona. It's our objective through the radio show we do for 4 hours every Saturday morning. It's our objective from the website, rosieonthehouse.com, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So whatever your question may be, we try and help you out. Romy, let's go bring Nancy into the conversation, see how we can help Nancy. We have Nancy, Vicky,
yes,
and Carol, and an open line. If you'd like to jump on board, now's the time to do it. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Super fantastic.
All right. My problem started around the 27th of December. We started having a lot of water come up in our bathtubs and in our toilets. And the next day I called out, one of your plumbers came out, ran a line through. He said somewhere between 30 and 50 feet, hit some roots. So he took care of that problem. And then about a week later, same problem again, come right back up. Then this time he ran a 75-foot line. And almost when he got to the end of it, almost he said probably about 73 feet out, hit some more ribs. So he went through those with something that seemed like a spear kind of thing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you need to have somebody come out with a camera and look. So we had somebody come out and run the camera down there. Our line was completely clear until he got all the way down to that 73-foot point out in the street. About 7 feet down, there's roots growing through the line, which the guy that came out with the camera said it's in the city line. It's not ours.
Okay.
So my question is, I have talked to somebody from the city. I haven't shown them yet because I haven't received it exactly what that looks like down there. My husband's a little afraid that if it's one of our trees, even though it's in the city line where the leak is, that we might incur cost there.
Well, his fear's well-founded. I mean, if it's y'all's tree and the roots have found the way into the sewer system on the city side of the system, you know, they're probably going to say, you know, we need to deal with the tree one way or another. But regardless, you're going to have to find the root of the problem. Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
You're going to have to find the root of the problem, because any of those little roots that are sticking in that line, you know, one little piece of paper gets hung up on it, then another piece of paper gets hung up on it, and it's going to be a problem forever. So
right.
You've got the camera footage. You've got that on a disc, right?
Yes.
They gave that to you.
Almost. It'll come today.
Okay. All you can do is get with the city and say, look, we've run the camera. Here's where the problem is. Let's put our heads together and decide how we're going to solve this. And that's your starting point. And yeah, you may have some additional costs after that. It may be a tree removal situation or a regular maintenance of, derooting the septic tank, the septic line, which may just have to be, but that can be, because now once I've cut the root that has gotten in there, I open it up and now it likes the moisture even more. So it's like the first time you cut that root, now it's going to grow like 10 roots in there. So it's like almost every time it gets worse and worse.
The thing is, we have the closest thing to it, which is probably a good 15, 20 feet, is a ficus.
Okay.
And we do have, over farther both ways, there are bottle trees.
Okay.
Is there one that's more apt to... How do we know which roots from which tree? Is there a way to...
Well, a ficus tree can become a pretty big, monstrous tree.
Ours are we moved in about 25 years ago, and the trees were planted within probably 6 months of us moving in. So I would guess they're probably at least 27 years old.
Yeah, and y'all have never had this problem before, and you've been in the house that long?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, it could be an aging pipe. As soon as you have the least little crack, the root can find it. Once the root finds its way into the pipe, the situation is only going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes on. So I show the video to someone from the city and ask them what would they do if they were in your position, and kind of take it from there. But the majority of the solution is probably going to fall on your shoulders.
Can they get to that from a man? I know there's the manhole covers. Is that accessible to get to, you know, where the area is, or do they have to take the road up that's right there?
Well, I don't know what kind of sewer is serving your neighborhood, whether it's a storm sewer or just a sewer, whether they would have access to be able to go down the line and look up. I don't know. But again, that's why we've developed these cameras. So in areas where we can't have that kind of access, we can at least see what the situation is and put the best plan together possible. So, Nancy, we appreciate the call. Sorry you're dealing with that. There's never, ever a good time for the sewer to back up, but it does always happen on the holidays. That you can all but absolutely guarantee.
Well, you're
never
eating twice
bubbles
as much.
Up. It never bubbles up
over.
In the bathtub until Christmas Eve.
It's under a lot more stress that time.
Thanksgiving afternoon.
People taking showers, cook it. It just gets used three times as much as normal.
Oh, absolutely.
How are we going to follow up with that?
Well, let's see if we can go. Let's go clean something up. Let's go to Vicky's house.
Oh,
we're
going
to go to
Kay.
Okay, yeah, Vicky's house. Good morning, Miss Vicky.
Hi, Rosie.
How are you?
Well, I'm really tired of trying to clean this grout. My house is less than 10 years old, and my husband and I are. It's light colored tile and light colored grout, and it has been sealed, but the grout is. You know, it gets dirty right off, and I've tried all different kinds of ways of cleaning my floor, and now we're working on trying to clean up the grout, and I just wonder if you have any great way to do it.
Have you tried the sealer you're using? Are you using epoxy-based top coat sealer?
Well, let's see. We sealed it. It was sealed when originally.
Okay.
Then the second time, I actually painted it with the acrylic sealer and coloring, about the same color.
Okay.
And then we had it professionally cleaned, and I don't know what they put on it to seal it. I kind of think the problem is that now, I think, that as when we mop it or whatever, that maybe the water seeps somehow, gets in it, and the residue, and it's perpetually dark lines in it.
Ah.
And I've tried different kinds of cleaners. I'm wondering now if I can get it clean, if when I mop it and I don't ever see extra water on the floor, but if I take a clean towel and just completely dry it immediately, if I could keep it looking good.
Well, it'll help because and actually using as little soap as possible when you water mop the tile floor will help as well, because the stickiness of the soap drying on the grout, then you expose, you know, the sand and the grit from the bottom of your shoes to that, and it kind of exacerbates the problem.
Right.
You've already tried two or three different kinds of sealer. You actually did the paint on sealer that generally pretty much solves that problem. Vicky, I don't know that I wouldn't reconsider a really good cleaning and another layer of that acrylic paint on grout sealer. That generally will get you several years of not having to do a big, hard, intensive cleaning again. If you'd like someone that I trust that does that kind of work, the name of the company is Phoenix Carpet Repair and Cleaning, as well as First Class Carpet Cleaning. Either of those two in the Phoenix area would be more than happy to take a look at it and see what they could do for you.
Where am I? There we go. Carol's next on the line as we take a call. That is your cue to call if you'd like to join the conversation at 1-888-767-7867. 4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you, or text 411-923. It's the open line hour at Rosie on the House, where we try and get in as many questions as we can for you, the Arizona homeowners, to help tackle whatever your weekend project may be.
Absolutely. And it's a one, you know, it Vicky's problem is the grout. You know, I love tile, but I hate the grout. That's why we don't do a lot of tile in our house. Is exactly the reason why. Let's bring Carol into the conversation. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
How's your morning?
I was talking about the expansion joints earlier, and it reminded me that I have a tiny little problem out here. You know where either the walkway meets up with the sidewalk or the driveway, and mm-hmm. then the driveway meets up with the sidewalk, right. And you have those in my house, like 13, 14 years old, and okay. So the expansion joint, I think it was.
Yeah,
it was
that black, felty
wood
stuff.
In there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's coming apart.
Yeah.
What do I replace that with?
Well, first thing you gotta do is get as much out of there as you can, and that can be kind of an intensive job that's kind of a pain in the neck to do, but you kind of attack it. I attack it with like a little quarter inch, 3/8 inch, cold chisel, and I just try and tap it in there and cut the pieces up small enough so that then I can get in there with a 7-way tool or a pry bar and just start pulling it all out. And I stick with it. I try and get it all out, because occasionally I've seen if you only get the stuff that's sticking up, you know, and you go down about an inch below, the moisture from below continues to keep pushing it up. So whatever you fix it with, then you'll find, you know, a year or two later, the black stuff continues to push up. So once we get it all out of there, and that can be a lot of work, then some of the things we do is we pour a little sand, silica sand, down in the bottom, fill it up for the bottom inch or 2 inches. Then I take a caulking backer rod, neoprene backer rod, and I stuff it down there as tight as I can. And then they make special caulks to fill that in with. And you can find those caulks, and you can find all those products at Marvell Masonry in Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff. Caulk it up. And then a lot of times what I do at that point, Carol, is I'll take a colored sand, kind of a gray colored sand, or if you've got an epoxy finish on the driveway, and then I'll just lay the sand on top of the wet caulk, and it kind of camouflages it and finishes off and makes it, it gives it a nice, clean little finish to it.
So okay, this Marvell, is it in your list online there?
It is.
It is.
And you are in, where are you located?
I'm in Northwest Phoenix.
Okay, so the closest Marvell to you, I was just there 2 weeks ago, is on Thunderbird
90,
east
91st?
Of 8. No, not that far. East okay. of 75th.
Okay.
Okay, that's
it's like 67th Avenue, north side of the road.
Okay.
Excellent. So do they have people who would do this for me, or is this something the handyman would do?
Well, they'll have a couple people. You could also, under deck repair, deck refinishing, concrete refinishing, we have a company called Arrowhead Deck Resurfacing. You could certainly talk to them. Their number is 623-777-3927. You can find them under Concrete Coatings, the Phoenix area of Rosie on the House.
He
appreciate
does
the call, Carol.
A lot of concrete stuff. He's in that Northwest Phoenix
yeah,
as well. So, and there is a product we saw at the hardware show. I am trying for the life of me to find it. And that name is so obvious, it's just going to slap me in the face. But it is an expansion joint rubber filler shaped like a T. You just take a little rubber mallet and tap it in behind. I don't know if it's something Marvell is selling yet.
Oh, find that.
But just a wonderful product, and the T has ridges on it, so it's compression. I will find it.
Yeah.
That's the challenge. I got 4 minutes on break. Go.
Okay.